Pit. He goes,
it happened, but he goes, the numbers are all right, all wrong. And then he goes, the other night, he goes, 600 or 6 million, it's still terrible. I'm like, oh.
Okay. They're all, listen, everybody's entitled to their opinion. I say 6 million, he says 600. You say probably a number in between there somewhere.
You know, I just don't know how 6 million people really disappear from the face of the earth.
Ask this motherfucker. He's the one that thinks that it didn't happen.
It existed, as did the Holocaust.
I believe that the...
All
right.
First of all...
Oh, my family's going to disown me.
This is his little joke against the
Stone
against
roses.
The poor masses that came out of a chimney.
Being from Manchester, this has nothing to do with the Holocaust.
Yeah. I didn't bring up the Holocaust.
You did.
But the worst Passover Seder is when you're there and this guy is talking about the smokestacks of Birkenau.
Okay.
Not being true.
Because he doesn't think it's true.
There's no way I would bring that up at Pesach dinner. Yeah.
So what's interesting is with these jokes is that he's obviously read revisionist material. He's seen the talking points.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, and he's made it into comedy. That's what's so brilliant. And no one can accuse him of being an anti-Semite because he's using this Jew, his co-host Adam Egit, as the scapegoat for being an anti-Semite and a Holocaust denier. It's actually really brilliant from his point of view that he has a Jewish alibi that he can claim being a Holocaust denier, but at the same time doing these based offhand jokes about smokestacks and photographies from, you know, from the war.